Now, I have a question for all of you, but we'll start with you, Eric. Did you ever feed the ducks bread when you were young?
I did, of course, yeah.
Like, what did you feed them with?
We fed them, believe it or not, my father was always ahead of his time. He used to eat whole grain brown bread. He never ate, you know, I love the whites.
Good
I still
the
love the whites, yeah. So he was born and raised near Blessington Street there, and there's a little,
there's
the Blessington
park
there.
It's a beautiful park,
yeah,
actually.
And
yeah.
I would often go down and visit my grand-aunt in the area, Auntie Kathleen. We would go down there on Sundays and we would feed the ducks in the Blessington Park, as we called it, the Blessington Park. And it was just a beautiful little park.
And you brought them brown bread.
We used to bring them brown bread, so with, you know, whole grains in it. So, yeah, so we were, my father was ahead of the curve with
you think that was a good idea?
Well, it's
then?
Better than white bread because there was seeds in it and it was whole grain. So there was a lot more substance in it than white bread, believe it or not. Seeds and natural food is much better for ducks and swans, whatever. Mm. But whole grain at the time was a pretty good idea.
Niall, what about you?
Oh, one of my earliest memories in my whole life is of going to St. Stephen's Green and feeding the ducks in the park with my mother. And it was definitely white sliced pan at the time, which is what everybody was using. It was standard. You know, what do ducks eat? They eat bread. Well, not really, of course. It's not great for them. It can cause all sorts of health problems, dietary problems, not much nutrition in it, but also it gets foul in the water. It causes bacteria, fungus. It's not good at all. So I was a toddler. That's my defense. I didn't know any better.
I'm surprised neither of you asked me, why am I asking?
Tell me, because I am curious. It was an odd question, I have to say. I'm used to odd questions from you. But that was an odd question. Why?
Why indeed, Eric? Well, it has to do with the installation of what is called a duck vending machine in a park in Manchester, where Richard Collins, as we already know, is there. Richard, you have come across a story in a local newspaper about a duck vending machine. Tell us more.
Eric and Derek, yes, duck vending machines. This is a proposal in Manchester area to install automatic machines to serve up duck food to people. People put in a pound into a slot and they get back a little quantity of food to feed the ducks. Now, why do they do this? Well, this is quite a controversial subject. Some people think that if you feed ordinary birds bread, the critics say that birds have small stomachs because they have to fly. They can't be carrying a vast amount of food around with them. And the stomach fills up with bread, which has little or no nutritional value. And they feel that if they could get the people to feed the ducks natural food, nutrient-rich food, that would be better. So they're installing these machines, which they hope will do that.
But you came across this article in a newspaper in Manchester.
Yes, I did happen to notice this, and there was a picture of a machine. It looked like one of those bank teller machine things or something like that.
Well, anyway, we've done a bit of digging. When I say we, I mean Michelle, our researcher, has done some digging. And it turns out that the Feed Ducks Initiative, which is what this is all about, was started by an Englishman living in Cork. His name is Matthew Knight, and he joins us now on the line from his home. Hello, Matthew. Tell us all about your machine and the Feed the Ducks Initiative, please.
Sure. So the Feed Ducks Initiative is an environmental initiative that started to curb the unsustainable practices of people feeding wildlife in public parks and just the reducing the sheer quantities that people do bring. The story for us really started during COVID. It started with me and my son, Oscar. Oscar was just over one at the time and he does have autism. So one of the things that he enjoyed doing was going down to our local park here in Carrigaline and feeding the ducks. But obviously when we went down there, we noticed a lot of people throwing in quite large quantities of the wrong stuff. So it really just started from there, just with the thought going, well, if we put something here that dispenses smaller quantities of the right seed, would people get on board and use that instead? And that's how we started. And since then, we've fast forward 3 years, partnered with over 50 government organisations across the UK, Ireland, and now the Netherlands, soon to be Australia and New Zealand next year, bringing our initiative to other communities where the same problem exists there.
Am I right in saying that you and your son are responsible for all the vending machines that are feeding ducks in Britain and Ireland?
Well, I'm sure there are some communities scattered about that might have smaller devices that do the similar thing. I'm sure there are sort of pockets of that that exist. And there are community groups that obviously want to try and have a positive difference there that would possibly have thought of this in the past. But I guess that there doesn't seem to be anyone doing on the scale of what we're doing and bringing them to the number of parks that we're able to. And I guess it serves as testament that when we are brought to those communities and those parks, it just shows the difference that we do make. We're evidence-based, I suppose, on our success there, and councils are recognising that.
So how many locations in Ireland have you got your vending machine for ducks?
Oh gosh, off the top of my head, I believe it's 7 in Ireland, and there's 45 in the UK, and there's 1 in the Netherlands.
That is incredible. And describe exactly what it looks like and what it does, because although it says vending machine for ducks, you're not vending ducks, are you?
No. And this is what we really try and emphasise here. Whilst it is a device that provides seed, most people probably would line that up to a vending machine, the cause itself is what we convey. So the device that dispenses seed is solar powered. So there's no electrical connections. It's clad in recycled plastics. So each unit that is built recycles the equivalent of 20,000 plastic bottles. And the seed is dispensed into a tray loosely on site where people feed the ducks. There's no packaging or plastic packaging involved whatsoever. So people just scoop it out of the tray and they feed on site. And the amount of seed, that's the important thing here, is reducing the amount and volume of seed that is provided. Because I think whilst most people are very well intentioned when they do go down to the park to feed the ducks, just the volume that they do bring and the sheer quantity of people that do it, that's what causes the issues you see at those sites. So we just ensure that there is enough to be dispensed that people can still enjoy the experience, but obviously reducing the volume at those sites.
Now, what type of seed are you using and where do you source it?
So the seed we use is by a manufacturer called Vercella Lager. It's floating all round. So the seed itself actually floats. It doesn't sink to the bottom like maybe rotting food or bread or other types of feed that's used would do. It also gives a chance for the wildfowl to be able to eat it. The other thing is it encourages people to throw it into the water rather than onto the side of the edge as well, because as you may see in some parks, there is an awful lot of food that goes rotting, and that can cause a number of other issues that I'm sure many people have seen in those spots.
How much does it cost for a handful of seed from one of your machines, and who benefits from this?
So it's €1 for a dispense. It dispenses between 60 to 100 grams worth of seed. And we donate 10% of the proceeds back into the community. And the remaining 90% is back into the initiative. The way that we work is we provide the machines completely free of charge. So there's no cost to bring us to any park. So in effect, gradually over time, part of the proceeds collected helps pay for the machine to be there in the first place.
Are you registered then as a charity or a private company?
No, we're not a charity. We're a social enterprise. Unfortunately, we have to be that way just based on the cost that it does to bring a machine to a park. They're very expensive machines. We have to be structured in that particular way. But again, we're a social enterprise, and the 10% that we do donate goes into charities. So those charities tend to be either a Tidy Towns. In the UK, they might be a Friend of Parks group. I know that there's charities we provide to, like South Essex Wildlife Hospital, for instance. The purpose of those donations is to give back to projects that enhance biodiversity and the environment in those parks.
So all the parks do, the local councils, is they give you the space to put your machine in effect, and they don't charge you any rent or anything like that.
Yes, exactly that. So they just provide us the room to put the machine, and that's as far as it goes. We take care of everything else.
Eric?
It's a fascinating concept, and it's brilliant, because like feeding bread and things like that to ducks isn't the best thing. But I suppose I'm curious, how frequently are the feeders, these vending machines, filled? Is it loose seeds that go in? And I'm right in understanding that you actually scoop it out with your hand and throw it to the ducks with your hand. There's nothing, like there isn't a cup or a scoop there. But how often do you refill the vending machines?
It's a good question. It depends on each park because, understandably, time of year, daylight hours, weather, footfall, all play factors into how often people frequent the park and subsequently how often someone would use the dispenser. So on average, in the summer, I would say between sort of 4 to 6 weeks, and in the winter, maybe 6 to 8 weeks. The seed, yes, you're completely right there. It's scooped out by hand. It falls into a tray and people use their hand from the tray. The reason we avoid cups or anything like that is we don't want to increase any litter footprint in these spaces because we have such a big impact on reducing litter in these spaces.
Am I right in saying that you fill the feeders less in winter than you would in summer? Did I pick that up correctly?
Yeah, there's just less people in the parks, so it's not used as frequently during those times. Yeah. It's still used, but just the levels of usage is less, so it's not required in the winter as much.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just I often, you go into some of the parks in winter and you tend to have more ducks and swans and stuff in the park and gulls and various things like that. So now that's fascinating. But is there a way, for example, that you can monitor the level of seed that's left in the vending machine, like automatically or from a distance? Because I can imagine the frustration would be, and I'm just, you know, throwing this one out, if I went and put my euro in and there's no seed in there left and it's not going to be filled again for another few days, I'd go back with bread or I'd do something else. I was just, is there a way of monitoring, or how do you monitor the levels of seed?
The machine itself is contactless only. And the benefit of using contactless only is we're able to remotely track the feed levels in real time. So the way that we operate is when that dispenser gets to, let's say, 20% empty, we know it's going to need seed soon. So we would reach out to the team or who's looking after that particular dispenser, letting them know that within the next 7 days or so, the unit will need topping up and the seed is on its way to them. So we have ample room to know and maintain the levels correctly in the machines. Obviously, whilst there are always possible cases that people might want a refund for whatever reason, so we would deal with all those queries directly. There's a customer service number that's available 24/7. And we can sort of reissue the payment remotely back onto the card that was used. So all of those sort of queries we're able to handle really easily and maintain a good service there.
Niall.
Matthew, I think this is a really wonderful initiative. I think that my very earliest memory of birds was when I was a toddler going with my mother to St. Stephen's Green in Dublin and feeding the ducks there in the park. And I'm certain what I was feeding them was white sliced pan bread. And it's something that you see absolutely everywhere. People often seem to use our parks and our waterways as a dumping ground for unwanted bread. I've seen people literally tipping a whole mouldy sliced pan into the water. And obviously people have well intentioned. And they think that they're helping the birds, but bread is a pretty terrible food for ducks and geese and swans and the waterfowl that live in our parks. I'm particularly struck by the idea and the concept that this food actually floats, which is wonderful because it's going to reduce the problems with things like rats. It's going to be less interest to gulls in parks too, so there's less of a problem, an antisocial problem with them there. But are you finding with these dispensers now in the parks, is it actually reducing the amount of bread that's being fed? Are people deciding to pay their pound or their euro whatever to get the seed rather than bring their own bread and feed the ducks for free?
Yes. Yeah. So we see approximately 75 to 85% reduction in waste feed being dumped in public parks once we were introduced.
That's very impressive. That's making a big, big impact. You know, I've often told people when I'm asked, what should we feed ducks in parks if we don't feed them bread? And I would usually say, well, grain is excellent, but also things like potato peelings, lettuce leaves. They love the tops of celery, tops of carrots, things like that. But this floating duck food that you're proposing sounds to me like the best thing of all. It overcomes all of the difficulties and the problems. But I also see that one of the real advantages, even for people who don't actually pay money to vend the food and to feed the ducks, it's awareness raising as well. It must be opening a lot of people's eyes to the fact that bread is not a natural food for ducks. I mean, I think if you asked many people, what do ducks eat? What do they like to eat? They would say bread. What bread is duck food. But of course, in the wild, the ducks don't grow wheat, grind it into flour, add yeast and water, let it rise, then bake it. It's totally unnatural. So that awareness raising, are you finding that people are surprised that they've been doing it wrong all these years?
Yeah, I guess there's multiple reactions. I think most people's reactions are, yeah, I've heard that bread feeding wasn't right. I just was never sure. And I think when it comes to communicating a message to the public, and especially from a council perspective, telling someone not to do something is a bit like a red rag to a bull. And I think the message that our dispensers brings is, listen, what you're doing is currently causing environmental problems in this park, and we don't want to tell you to say you can't do it. So we've provided you an alternative here to use instead in case you still want to do it. And it has a better, I suppose, impact. If you do not want to use this dispenser, and this is what we say on our signs as well, if you do not want to use the seed in this dispenser, this is the right stuff to bring, and please do it in smaller quantities. So it's not telling someone you have to use this and this is all you can use. It's saying we're here, we're providing this service for you. However, if you don't want to use this service, that's fine. Just make sure and be conscious of what is the right thing. And that message is a far more positive message to send than trying to outright ban or outright tell anyone not to do something. Councils have really warmed to that. And we see generally such a large positive reaction from communities when we're brought there.
Who physically makes the machine?
Well, funnily you say that. I actually used to make it myself. The machine didn't exist. So when I first went to look at options of machines to put in the park, there's no solar-powered machine that exists that provides the function that it needs to do. So the design came from myself from the ground up, and just with a bit of testing and trial and error, we created a really effective prototype, and then we partnered with a manufacturer, and now we are the ones that own the design, own the units outright, and the manufacturer makes them. Yeah, it's ourselves.
Well, it's a great idea, and I wish you the very best of luck. I assume your dream is to have them in every parkland, in every town, in every village, in every city, not just in Ireland, but all over Europe. No, why Europe? Why not the world?
I want this initiative to be in any community that wants us there. And we will always provide this to any community that wants us there. Whilst we have such a great environmental impact, there's such a positive impact it has on young families and kids learning about nature and engaging with nature. And we want to bring that to anyone that recognises what we do.
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea. You do too, Eric.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Absolutely wonderful. I think kids will absolutely love the idea. They love vending machines anyway. Mm. So, you know, putting money in to feed the ducks, it's just, you know, for kids, it'll be, you know, you'll often see kids just putting things in and they'll just love that whole idea. And I think it'll be absolutely brilliant. And the quality of the food is top class. So it's a win-win.
Win-win. Well done, Matthew. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for obviously helping us have a platform to raise awareness. I mean, that's all we really want, is people to know that we exist. We're there and happy to bring it there. So,
and finally, if people want to see one in Ireland in operation?
There's a few places. So in Cork, we're in the Lough in Cork City. We're in Carrigaline, just outside of Cork City. Then we're in by Care Castle in Tipperary, Tremor Eco Park in Tremor Waterford. We're in Wicklow, so by Parnell Bridge in Wicklow. We've just introduced up in Louth in Drommaskin. And we're also in Bagginales Town, just south of Carlow Town. So that's where we are at present. Obviously, we're wanting to bring it into Dublin too. hopefully parks officials in Dublin can recognise what we're doing through all the other counties and other capital cities. So it would be fantastic if we can bring it to the capital city there as well. So hopefully we can get some positive reaction from the team up there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, Matthew, thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
I really do like the idea of a duck vending machine. I have to be honest, when I was a kid, I used to throw bread to the ducks. Who didn't? Terry Flanagan is at his home in Dublin 15. Did you do that, Terry?
Of course I did. Everybody fed the ducks bread. And we were always told that you should go out there and you should feed the ducks. And then I heard that you shouldn't be feeding the bread because bread is bad for them. But I've read recently from some of the organisations in Britain, the Swan Association, they're saying it's not bad to feed swans bread. Just don't feed them too much bread. Now, I remember when we were kids, as you say, I used to go up to the park. I used to feed them in the duck pond in the park. And they loved it. So, but the idea now of what Matthew has of bringing in these dedicated vending machines where there's food in it that the ducks will eat, I think it's a great idea.